This is the news from the Lord.
Hello, America. This is Jeffrey Lord with another edition of the Did He Really Just Say That? The Word of the Lord with Jeffrey Lord. So, Tucker Carlson has upset the powers that be by having the nerve, to run the internal videos of the U.S. Capitol from January 6th. Video footage that had been withheld, some 40,000 hours of it, from the American public in favor of highly selective releases from the decidedly corrupt, Trump-hating January 6th committee. I'll have more on this in a minute. But first, by now you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now our friend Mike Lindell has done it again by introducing his new MySlippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the slippers. They're designed to be worn indoors and outdoors all day long, and I do. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and they're made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new MySlippers. The MySlippers are so comfortable that you will want to get some for the whole family. So, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Jeff. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including those fabulous Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-606-1043 and use promo code Jeff. Now, Tucker Carlson has Washington elites in a panic. A panic. After setting in motion the narrative that what occurred at the Capitol on January 6, 2021 was an insurrection, and decidedly selectively releasing video to give that impression, Democrats are having a fit that Speaker Kevin McCarthy has given some 40,000 hours of unreleased video of the Capitol that day for Tucker to air on his show. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York released a panicked letter to his fellow Democrats in which he said that Tucker's access to the surveillance tapes creates a security risk comparable to that which existed prior to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Oh, right. My American Spectator colleague David Catron writes this, quote, "What is actually at risk, of course, is the carefully crafted Democratic narrative about what really happened at the Capitol on the afternoon of January 6, 2021. They have invested an enormous amount of taxpayer money and political capital in an attempt to convince the public that it was an insurrection perpetrated by MAGA extremists who have taken over the GOP and are likely to launch another attack on, quote, our democracy, unquote, in the future, unquote. Well, bingo. If you haven't seen the videos Tucker has released, you should look them up. Notably, the colorful protester, dressed like some sort of shaman, shirtless with a headdress bearing two horns, his face painted red, white, and blue, was put out there in the media before this as an apostle of violence. The reality, as vividly illustrated in the released videos, is that the shaman, so-called, I believe his name is Jacob Chansley by name, is that he did nothing more, quite evidently, then wander around the Capitol building accompanied by Capitol Hill police officers, as many as 9 at one point, who made no attempt to stop him, and in fact, even helped him get onto the Senate floor. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York, for example, circulated a Dear Colleague letter containing this melodramatic nonsense. MAGA Republicans in the House have provided tens of thousands of hours of sensitive Capitol security footage to a Fox News personality who regularly peddles in conspiracy theories and Putin rhetoric, unquote. Yeah, right. Not to be outdone, Senator Schumer took to the Senate floor to demand that Fox News' Rupert Murdoch censor Tucker and remove his show from the air. Schumer also said this in his letter to his colleagues, quote, "And by handpicking Tucker Carlson, Speaker McCarthy laid bare that this sham is simply about pandering to MAGA election deniers, not the truth. Tucker Carlson has no fidelity to the truth," said Schumer, "or facts, and has used his platform to promote the big lie, distort reality, and expose bogus conspiracy theories about January 6th. If the past is any indication, he said, Tucker Carlson will select only clips that he can use to twist the facts, to sow doubt of what happened on January 6th, and feed into the propaganda he's already put on Fox News' air, which, based on recent reports, he may not even believe himself, unquote. Now, this is a family-accessible podcast, so I'll just say this. What bunk. What complete bunk. Tucker was back on his show after that broadside from Schumer and answered Schumer by saying this, quote, Chuck Schumer went on the Senate floor today to explode and to say that showing that video, evidence of wrongdoing by the federal government, including the security forces, the police department that Nancy Pelosi personally controlled, letting the public see any of that is a threat to democracy, unquote. Now, let's be clear. Was there some violence at the Capitol on January 6th? Yes. It was a decidedly small riot. What Schumer, Jeffries, and their allies in the media don't want you to know is that the vast majority of protesters were completely peaceful, and the video, in fact, shows them wandering the Capitol very much in respect of where they were. You don't often see the Senate Majority Leader openly call for censorship on the floor of the Senate, as if that was totally normal and didn't contradict the spirit and the letter of the First Amendment, Tucker said. He went on to call out Republican senators Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, and Mitt Romney of Utah for siding with Schumer. Unreal. Republican senators deliberately siding with Schumer's disgusting lie. Tucker said of these so-called Republicans, quote, from this, we learn two things. One, you're getting close to what they really care about, and you have to ask yourself, why? Why is it so important that they would degrade themselves by telling such obvious lies and calling for censorship? Why? What are they trying to protect? Tucker asked. That might be worth exploring. And we plan to, he said. And the second thing we learn from this is that they're on the same side. The Senate Majority Leader joins the Senate Minority Leader. Tom Tillis, Mitt Romney, they're all on the same side. Unquote. Now, let me add a personal note. I was not at the Capitol on January 6th, but I was at the rally that took place on the Ellipse before that, the rally where I heard President Trump say this.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
When that rally ended, I went back to my hotel room to do some television appearances from my room and watched everything else unfold on TV. To be crystal clear, there is no excuse for violence. It should never be ignored. Except, strangely, it was ignored back there in the summer of 2020 when the media looked at those over 500 riots. I believe the actual number is 574 riots across America in the wake of the George Floyd murder and said, quote, they were mostly peaceful, unquote.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not generally speaking unruly, but fires have been started. And
first thing I want to make perfectly clear, this has been almost entirely peaceful. In fact, completely peaceful.
It's been a mostly peaceful protest, but then they chose to move in.
Many of these protests have been largely peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
Police!
I'm looking at those live pictures next to you, and they seem very peaceful.
There are always folks on the fringes of protests that do the things that we don't like.
A few people who break a few windows and burn a few cars.
They just threw something on fire, Chris, a firecracker.
Something's on fire.
No one should be destructing property and that sort of thing. But I understand the anger.
Discount people who are doing things to public property that they shouldn't be doing. It does have to be understood that this city has got, for the last several years, an issue with police.
So many good people out there who want change and who are demanding change.
And please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful, because I can show you that outraged citizens are the ones who have made America what she is and led to any major milestones.
Our country was started because this is how the Boston Tea Party rioting. So do not get it twisted and think that, oh, this is some something that has not never happened before, and then this is so terrible, and where are we, and these savages, and all of that. This is how this country was started.
Bunk again. The Major Cities Chiefs Association, a professional association comprised of local law enforcement heads from the 69 largest police agencies in the United States and 9 in Canada, reported that there were more than 2,000, say again, 2,000 law enforcement officers injured in those summer riots. There is no excuse to use Capitol security videos to completely misrepresent an actual event that was far, far from the so-called insurrection Democrats and the media want you to believe. In fact, it was crystal clear to me that there were easily 100,000 people that day in Washington protesting peacefully. From my front row seat at the White House rally, the people around me were, yes, in fact, dancing to rock and roll music. They were laughing, shaking hands with others. There was not the slightest indication of any violence. But if you listen to the so-called January 6th committee, you never heard any of this. To be blunt, the members of this committee should be prosecuted for the incredible abuse of power that was the conduct of the committee and its members. Why didn't they show the rest of the footage that Tucker was showing? Why didn't they call witnesses who had a different view than all the Trump-hating members of that committee had? They want to talk about violence? Why don't they play clips from Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey calling for violence? Why don't they play a clip from, say, Maxine Waters, or other Democrats, Chuck Schumer himself, threatening two Supreme Court justices while he stood on the steps of the Supreme Court?
They're not going to let up, and they should not.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
You see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd.
When they go low, we kick them.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
I'll put Mr. Burgess up against Sean Hannity. He'll tear him up.
The press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
That's my call to action here. Please don't just come here today and then go home. Go to the Hill today. Get up and please get up in the face of some Congress people.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
There is an answer to this. The answer is that the January 6th committee was a put-up job from start to finish. It had one purpose and one purpose only, and it wasn't finding the truth. It was to, at a minimum, so smear Donald Trump that he would never be able to run for president again. And at a maximum, they wanted to arrange for Trump to be indicted. In other words, they were corrupt from start to finish, and withholding all of that video was part of the corruption. It's time for the new Republican House majority to create a new January 6th committee and direct them to do what the old committee refused to do, namely investigate the role of then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi in refusing to protect the Capitol with the National Guard troops, troops that President Trump wanted to make available for the Capitol's security. Hear this from the Capitol police chief on this subject.
Isn't the Speaker of the House in charge of security at the Capitol?
So you have the politically appointed Capitol Police Board that's put in place by, you have the sergeant-at-arms that's put in place by Pelosi, you have the Senate sergeant-at-arms that's put in place by the Senate leadership, and then you have the architect of the Capitol that's put in place by the president. So you have three voting members. I'm a non-voting member. I'm the only non-politically appointed non-voting member, and that's kind of how the security oversight works. But it was Paul Irving who immediately said, I'm going to run it up the chain. I'll never forget that. Running up the chain. His chain of command ends at Speaker Pelosi. And I had to wait 71 minutes to finally get an approval at 2:09 p.m. before I could finally reach out and start calling in federal assistance. 71 minutes while my men and women fought on the brutally, I mean, fought heroically to prevent the Capitol from being defended, I mean, from being penetrated. And it took 80 minutes before the first window was broken. So those were critical, essential minutes that we're losing.
And by all means, let's air out at their hearings the video Tucker has obtained to make certain that this dangerous and fascist-style insurrection narrative by all the powers that be in Washington is discredited and destroyed once and for all. For the word of the Lord, this is Jeffrey Lord, Stop by my website at thejeffreylord.com, and I'll see you soon.